Oh, I got a garland. All right, very good. Jai Sri Ram. One thing Srila Prabhupada said for Ram Navami, what kirtan should we sing? In the regular kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When devotees asked about singing this Sri Ram Jai Rama, Prabhupada said, just chant Hare Krishna. For your information. Okay, so we're a bit early. The law, Hiranyakashipu law, to counter the Corona Rakshasa. I said last night in a talk, previously we had Rakshasa Ravana, now we have Rakshasa Corona. Very hard to get on top of. Okay, so we'll chant Mangal, as we're supposed to start at 8 o'clock, so we can chant Mangal Acharan in the meantime, as we have some extra time. So yeah, what I'm planning to do is to chant first of all, and then when we come to the refrain, which is Ram Ram Jaya Raja Ram, Ram Ram Jaya Sita Ram, then we can have response. Otherwise, it'll just be me doing my best. And when I have to turn the page, the kirtan may, the musical accompaniment may have to go on without me singing. And then after I've sung it, I plan on speaking after that with a little explanation. Oh, and there'll be Tamil talks afterwards. You can, you announce it that at approximately 9:30, Tamil talks will begin. So announce it for those who may be feeling what's going on because they can't understand English, which means Jai Panduranga and but first there'll be kirtan, which everyone can participate in. Now Damodarmati came in. He also doesn't understand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you have the fans on there? Feeling a little warm? I presume you're all feeling a little warm. We used to have the culture of the disciples serving the guru by fanning. Now they just put on the switch. Finished. Okay, we're waiting for Kodandaram. He's coming at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is the appearance time of Lord Ram, right? We're waiting for Kodandarama Das to play the Madanga, and someone can play kartals. Ever occur to anyone that we might want someone to play kartals also? Okay, we're all set up. Okay, so again, refrain, you can join in. That means I'll sing Rama, Rama, Jaya, Raja, Ram, one line, and then you can sing. And then Rama, Rama, Jaya, Sita, Ram, then sing. But then when I sing the rest of it, then don't sing. Okay. Anyway, they can't, they don't have it to follow anyway. They can pick up. Okay, ready? Tayar. Same in Tamil, huh? Okay. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam, Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram, Shesha Talpa Sukha Nidrita Ram, Brahma Dhyamara Prartita Ram, Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram, Srimad Dasharata Nandana Ram, Kosalya Sukha Vardhana Ram, Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram, Gaura Tartaka Ghataka Ram, Mari Chadini Pakaka Ram, Koshika Makasang Rakshaka Ram, Srimadahalyodharaka Ram, Gautama Muni Sampujita Ram, Suramuni Varagana Sangstuta Ram, Navika Dhavita Mridupada Ram, Mithila Purajana Mohakaram, Videha Mana Saranjakaram, Triambaka Karmuka Bhanjakaram, Sitar Pitavara Malikaram, Kritavaivahika Kautukaram, Bhargava Dharpa Vinashakaram, Srimadayodhya Palakaram, Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Agarnita guna garna bhushita ram, avanita naya kamita ram, raka chandra samanana ram, pitri vakyashita kanana ram, priya guha vinivedita padaram, tatkshalita nija mridu padaram, bharadvaj mukhanandaka ram, Chitrakuta Driniketana Ram, Dasharatha Santata Chintita Ram, Kaikeyitane Artita Ram, Virachita Nija Pitri Karmaka Ram, Taratarpita Nija Paduka Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Dandaka Vanajana Pavana Ram, Dushtavi Radha Vinashana Ram, Sharabanga Sutikshna Chita Ram, Agasjanu Graha Vardita Ram, Gridhradripasangsevitaram, Panchavati tatasustitaram, Shurpanakarti vidhayakaram, Karadushana mukhasudakaram,
Sita Priya Harinanugaram Marichati Kridashugaram Vinashta Sitan Vaishakaram Gridhradhripakyati Dayakaram Shabari Datafalashanaram Kabanda Bahuj Chedakaram Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Anumata Sevita Nijapadaram Natasu Rivabhishtadaram Darvita Vali Sangharakaram Vanaraduta Preshakaram Hitakara Lakshman Sangyutaram Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Kapivara Santata Sangsmita Ram Tadgati Vigna Dvangsakaram Sita Pranadharakaram Dushta Dashanana Dushitaram Shishta Hanumad Bhushitaram Sita Vedita Kakavanavam Krita Churamani Darshanaram Kapivara Vachanasvasitaram Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Ravana Nidhanana Pastita Ram Vanara Sainya Samavrita Ram Shoshita Saridhi Shartita Ram Vibhishana Abhaya Dayakaram Parvata Setu Nibandhakaram Kumbhakarna Shirat Chedakaram Rakshasa Sangha Vimardakaram Ahimahi Ravana Charanaram Sanghrita Dashamukha Ravana Ram Vidhi Bhava Mukha Sur Sangsuta Ram Kastita Dasharata Vikshita Ram Sita Darshana Mudita Ram Abhishikta Vibhishana Nataram Pushpakayana Rohana Ram Bharadvajadi Nishevana Ram Bharata Prana Priyakara Ram Saketa Puri Bhushana Ram Sakala Sriya Samanata Ram Ratnana Sat Pitastita Ram Katabhisheka Lankrita Ram Kartiva Kula Samanita Ram Vibhishanar Pitarangakaram Kishakulanu Grahkararam Sakala Jiva Sangrakshkram Samasta Loka Dharakaram Ram Ram Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. Agata Munigana Sangstutaram Vishruta Dashakantod Bhavaram Sita Lingana Nirvritaram Niti Surakshita Janapadaram Vipinati Ajita Janakajaram Karita Lavarna Suravadaram Svargata Shambhuka Sangstutaram Svatanaya Kushalavananditaram Ashwamedha Kratu Dikshitaram Kala Vedita Surapadaram Ayodhaka Jana Muktidaram Vidhimukha Vibhudanandakaram Tejamaya Nidja Rupakaram Sangsriti Bandha Vimochakaram Dharma Starpan Tatpararam Bhakti Parayana Muktidaram Sarva Charachara Palakaram Sarva Bhavamaya Varakaram Vaikunthalaya Sanstitaram Nityananda Padastitaram Rama Rama Jaya Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Jaya Sitaram. Rama Rama Jaya Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Jaya Sitaram. Rama Rama Jaya Jaya Raja Ram Rama Rama Jaya Jaya Sitaram. Rama Rama Jaya Jaya Sitaram.
Okay, we got through it with a few stumbles. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Srishtam Manamapi Shachiputramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atath Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagarna Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Rama Chandraya Vedase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sita Pataye Namaha. Today is the Navami in the Shukla Paksha, the bright fortnight of the month of Chaitra, in all of India except Tamil Nadu and possibly Kerala. It's not Chaitra Mas. Is it Chaitra Mas here? It is. Chitra. It's called Chitra. Okay. Okay, that's good. Rama Navami. Is it celebrated today in Tamil Nadu, same day. They're celebrating it on the same day. Okay, good. So it's the celebration of the appearance of Lord Ramachandra in the springtime, the season which brings hope of renewal when all has been dark previous to that. Of course, down here in Tamil Nadu, there's no cold season, unless you're in Kodaikanal or Uti. Uttamakund is the original name. Or Erkod Hare Krishna. Or other such hill stations. Tiruvannamalai must be cooler, a little bit, not that much. But anyway, in North India, it's very cold in the winter. In Ayodhya, it's very cold. And just at this season, it's already quite hot in the day, but at night it's still pretty cool in North India. So the season is changing, and it's a time of hope and renewal. Spring means when all the crops come up more. So it's a time of great hope when Ram is born. Dasharath was very happy. All the inhabitants of Ayodhya were very happy. It's similar to Krishna Leela, inasmuch as Nanda and Yashoda had not had any children and they were hopeless in their old age. And Dasharath was also an old man and he wasn't expecting to have children. But then by the powerful intervention of Rishi Ashringa, he was able to beget a child. Of course, it's all Leela. But Leela takes place, for it to be Leela, it takes place on the platform of human understanding. When we look at it now, in retrospect, we look at it through the eyes of Shastra. That's why we go, before we go to the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, we go through 9 cantos of Bhagavatam just to solidify what we heard in the very beginning of Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudev, Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satyam Param Dhimahi. He is the highest truth upon whom we are to meditate. So just where we got this strongly fixed in our minds, and not just philosophically, but by hearing the Bhagavatam, Bhaktir Utpadyate Pungsa, Shokamoha Bhayavahaha. Then within our hearts, devotion to the Supreme Lord will arise and dispel all lamentation and illusion. So then we can enter into the 10th canto. And after the 10th canto, to solidify what we heard, we have the 11th canto, which systematically the understanding of Krishna consciousness is outlined. But when we're in the Leela, we're supposed to go to the Leela and join in it, then there may not be so much consideration. Not philosophical consideration, because we forget that Ram is supreme, Krishna is supreme. It's taken as if human-like, and it can be bewildering. Vidambanam, Kunti Rani said. It's bewildering how Krishna, the Supreme Lord, whom fear personified is afraid of, runs from fear of an insignificant village woman. From the point of view of power, politics, position, Yashoda is insignificant. If we come to Krishna consciousness wanting power and politics and position, then we're in the wrong place. You can get it in ISKCON also, and in Gauriya Math and any Vaishnava Sampradaya. You can get it. But the aim is to become a follower of Yashoda or Kaushalya or Sita or Das Anudas Anudas. That is the aim. So today especially we should recite the whole Ramayana, but to recite the whole Ramayana would take more than a day, probably, if we'd even just to recite the Sanskrit verses. That's why it's usually done, the Parayana is done in stages. Parayana means reading from beginning to end. I hope you know, maybe you don't know, because these are words used in Sanskrit and used commonly in bhakti culture. But here in Tamil Nadu, due to the Kalo Nashta Drisha, the influence of Kali Yuga by which understanding is destroyed. Nashta Drisha doesn't exactly mean that we all have to go to the Shankara eye clinic. We all have bad vision, although that's common also. And if we want to see through the eye of Shastra, then Shankara, that's set up, that's Kanchi, right? Kanchi Shankara. That will also mess us up. But it means our understanding is improper. And then here in Tamil Nadu, also we have the influence of the Periyar and all this, who they want to destroy the Tamil bhakti culture. Otherwise, the word Parayana is well known in North India among saintly people, pious people, of whom there are still many, many, many. We see millions turned up at the Kumbh Mela in Haridwar just now, despite corona fears. You must know that word Parayana after being in Vrindavan for so many years. A Parayana, when you read a Shastra from beginning to end. Bhagavad Gita you can do easily in one day, but Ramayana you cannot. So it's split into sections. You'll do it in different sittings. And they'll often do in yajnas. Just like the Mahabharata and the Puranas, they're often spoken in yajnas. There was a yajna going on. Janamajaya was holding a yajna. And then Vaishampayana, in the intervals, in between a long yajna takes place over several days, and in the intervals, usually morning and evening, there's time set aside for recitation of the Puranas. So Vaishampayana recited Mahabharata at that time. That we'll find in the Mahabharata itself. Anyway, we should recite the whole Ramayana, but in Kali Yuga, also one of the symptoms is alasya. This is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita as a symptom of people in Kali Yuga. People are very busy running around for things of no permanent importance, but they're very lazy in the matter of spiritual life. And therefore people prefer condensed versions of Ramayana. Actually, we should go through the whole Ramayana with commentary, because there are so many points which we may not capture just by hearing. We are likely to misunderstand if we hear Ramayana and we hear how Rama is lamenting when he first understands that Sita is not there in the ashram. The Rakshasas must have taken and eaten her. And when they came across the dead mules, because Jatayu had killed the mules and smashed the chariot and killed the chariot driver of Ravana, then Rama, he thought, well, two Rakshasas must have fought over who could eat her. That's what he thought. And you're smiling, but Rama wasn't smiling. He was in extreme distress and thought, now I have to enter fire and kill myself. But I think even if I entered into the fire wouldn't burn me. Or if I enter into the ocean to drown, the fire would become cold, the ocean would dry up. He was seemingly lamenting like a materialistic person. So it requires to be explained, actually, all these things. If we hear without explanation, then we are liable to misunderstand. A common misunderstanding among Hindus who are somewhat pious and somewhat impious. They want to be rational. They want to be pious and rational at the same time. Is that there were people, because the full hardcore rationalists, IRA, Indian Rationalist Association, in Britain, IRA is understood as Irish Republican Army, which for years was blowing up people and shooting them. The Indian Rationalist Association doesn't do that. But they want to show that all this belief in God, especially Hinduism, they don't attack Christianity or Islam, but especially they want to attack and show it's all irrational and therefore can't be true. And we agree. And we say it's irrational, therefore it is true. Because achintya khalu ye bhavanatang tarkena yoji yad prakritebhyo parang yajta tad achintyasya lakshanam. If we are to accept that there is God, then he must be, he's not someone who we can put in our rational mind and understand everything about him. That's a misunderstanding from the very beginning. So, it is beyond our rationality, Dr. Frog rationality. The frog sitting in the well and thinking that what, by his empiricism, and then adding to empiricism, logical analysis, rationalism, he understands everything about the universe. The universe is the well. And maybe there are multiple wells also, according to string theory. Maybe he got that far in his scientific inquiry. But he doesn't really need to. All he has to do is catch the insects running around and jump on top of Mrs. Frog from time to time and make more baby frogs in this way. So to understand God, it's not such an easy thing. But the pastimes of Rama, they are very attractive. In Bhagavatam, Shukdev Goswami says that the pastimes of Lord Rama are very pleasing, like those of a baby elephant. We don't see baby elephants nowadays. We used to see. Now there are, instead of elephants, there are cars and trucks. So the elephants, they're hidden away in the jungles in Tiruvannamalai, around that area, and other parts. But hearing Ramayana from devotees especially, that will naturally awaken a feeling of love for Lord Rama, even without knowing a lot of philosophy. But if doubts arise in the mind, they should be cleared. Therefore, we should hear Ram Lila with explanation also. At least there should be someone there to explain it. But basically, from what I understand, from what I observe in all these years in India, coming as an outsider, is that people in general, the pious people, they have an understanding of, when they hear Ram Lila, they think that, they don't think he's an ordinary person. They think he's Bhagavan. They don't think that Sita is an ordinary woman. They understand she's a goddess. Of course, that's often mixed up with misunderstandings. The misunderstanding that God is Bhagavan is ultimately impersonal, put the chair, and then becomes personal. So that's a misunderstanding. Oh, I was talking about the Indian rationalists. They will say, not the Indian Rational Association. They deny even the existence that any Ram or any Krishna ever existed whatsoever. They have adopted the British, the English term. The English introduced the term mythology for the Puranas and Itihasas and the stories told in the Vedas. They've introduced the word mythology. Mythology means it's just imagination. It never happened. The English word there is myth. And what does that remind you of? The Sanskrit word mitya, which means false. So it's not true at all. But Hindus who are somewhat pious and somewhat impious, and they want to uphold the Indian culture, they like to say, well, there were actually men like Rama and Krishna, but they were very great, and later people glorified them, and then they glorified them more, then they started to worship them as God. Which is also atheism in a roundabout way. So we should hear from devotees. Yesterday I spoke about Vibhishana, how he was born in a very bad family. Actually, the family wasn't bad, but Ravana was bad, and he was associated with Ravana. So he came from a very bad background, but he surrendered to Rama, and Rama accepted him. But what about the compiler of the Ramayana, Valmiki? Dasyu Valmiki. He was a robber. A dacoit. Dasyu, there are different kinds of robber. Chora is a thief, but dasyu means a dacoit, someone who kills or at least maims and wounds by attacking people. He takes their wealth. So it's a very sinful. But he became the compiler of the Ramayana. That was all revealed to him. Actually, Ramayana is much more. We have Ramayana, 24,000 verses. Bhagavatam's only 18,000. Ramayana is 24,000. But actually, it's much, 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 much more. But here in this world, we only have 24,000 verses. Because that's about our capacity. Otherwise, Ramayana is much bigger. Mool Ramayana, Madhvacharya speaks of this. The original version, much, much longer. He should know. He's Hanuman. But we have a condensed version. And then that condensed version is again expanded by the commentaries of the great devotees. So Ramayana is in 24,000 verses, in 7 books, khandas, and with the subsections, there are 500 subsections. And Ramayana. Rama means Ramante yogino nante satyananda chidatmani iti rama padena so param brahma vidhiyate. Rama, the name indicates the supreme absolute truth. Who is the giver of pleasure, unlimited pleasure, genuine pleasure, not the pleasure of this material world, the giver of pleasure, unlimited spiritual pleasure to the yogis. So that's the meaning of Rama. But specifically, Rama designates the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Rohini, is one of them. But generally when we say Rama, we think of Dasharati Rama, Kaushalya Nandana Rama, the son of Dasharath and Kausalya. Kausalya or Kaushalya, it's pronounced either way, either S or a Sh. And of course there is also Bhagava Ram, Parashuram. So there are 3 main Ramas. And there are many kings also who have taken, many people, there are many, here we, Sri Ram. When I see you, I think Sri Ram after a few years. The face is just the same. So we have so many people. It's still very common in India to name people after Rama. Rama and Lakshman, very common. Especially among the Telugu people. And Bharat is very common in North India. Shatrughna, less so. And then Hanuman, also a common name. Not so much Hanuman, but in the Telugu area, they like to give the name Anjaneya. You know that, right? Anjaneya, the son of Anjaneya. So it's still very common. So there are many Ramas. But when we say Rama, generally we think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rama is also one of the film stars who's the who's dead, and he's the origin of the DMK, whatever it is. Is it? The Periya's name was Ramaswamy. He got some piety in his life by hearing the name of Rama. Just see how crooked you can become. Now there's going to be a new government in Tamil Nadu. If I was in charge of the government, what would be the first thing I would do? I would go to Sri Rangam, and what would I do there? I'd blow up the statue of Periya. They have it right there just to insult all the faithful people. They put that there, and they have to keep a police attachment there all the time. Such rascaldom. But they won't do it. It's too politically volatile. Actually, you don't need to blow it up, but at least it should be removed and melted down. Anyway, Rama, I'm talking about Ramayana here. But the thing is, when you speak of Rama, you have to speak about the rascals also, right? I mean, the Rakshasas. Unless Rama had killed all the Rakshasas, then we wouldn't know his glory. He comes, vinashayata dushkritam, to destroy all the demons. And he does so very competently. So Rama means Rama, and Ayana means movement. So it Ramayana means the movement or the activities of Lord Rama. And he moved a lot. He was at home in his childhood. Then he went out to Mithila, well, first to the, and we'll get it when we come to explain. You all know the story anyway. He went out to the forest, called by Vishvamitra, then from there to Mithila, then came back, then went to the forest. And he traveled, he walked all the way from Ayodhya, all the way down to South India. Came down to Agastya Muni's ashram, then back to what is now Nasik. At the time it wasn't Nasik, because when the nose was cut, it became known as Nasik. Then again toward Lanka. So he purified the whole land. He went to Salem, that's what they say. Just next to Salem, it's merged with the city now. There's Ayodhya Patanam. They say Ram came there. And there are many places in India where they say Ram came here. And no doubt may be true. Why not? He traveled to so many places. So Ram, who is Ram? They're generally thought of as the seventh avatar of Vishnu. And he's there when we discuss him. Where is Ram? Rama is here. She's looking for Rama. But you can get Ram by your ears. No, she's not. She's looking for her grandfather, who's also... We have another Ram here, right? servant of Ram. So Ram is wherever his glories are recited, and Hanuman is wherever his glories are recited. Hanuman is one of the seven Chiranjeevis. If we chant the names of Rama, then Hanuman will come. And you can see on YouTube. Have you seen there's some showing, some sadhus in North India? They're doing Ram Katha. And right, just like they're sitting like this, there's a little table, and the Hanuman comes and sits right in front. Have you seen? Must have been done with a lot of devotion, that Ram Katha. So Rama's life, it's full of disturbance, but generally it's considered that by reciting Ramayana within the home, within the family, that will bring peace. Peace and prosperity. That will make the family very nice. And actually, if there's Krishna consciousness in the home, with the husband like Rama and the wife like Sita, and we often hear the women say, well, give me a husband like Rama, then I'll be like Sita. Otherwise, I'll be like Shurpanakha. They don't say that, but that's implied. So we should recite the whole Ramayana, right? But we did the Nama Ramayana. Somehow or other, I chanted it. And there were some stumbles. Didn't exactly do it properly. It's just in 108 shlokas. And it goes through all the khandas, the Bala Khanda, Ayodhya Khanda, Kishkindha Khanda, and so on. It goes through all of them, but in summary. And it's said that by chanting that, you get the same benefit. But not exactly the same benefit. Oh, you have a very nice mouth. Just had darshan inside your mouth. I didn't see the whole universe there. It's better if you have to yawn to cover. These are the kind of thing. You'll learn from Ramayana. If you read the whole Ramayana, you'll learn the culture. How to behave. All the details like that you may not get. But the general idea, how we should live as human beings, we'll find that out. But the condensed version, you can't understand it. And even if you understand Sanskrit, you can't understand it properly unless you've gone through the whole Ramayana anyway. And then it will remind you of the pastime. It's called Nama Ramayana. It says all different pastimes and qualities of Lord Rama. But there are names in relation with his names, with his pastimes, mostly his pastimes, and his qualities. So we have to have some idea, just like when it's stated, let's see, how does that go? Dushta Vibhanda Vinashana Rama. The rascal Vibhanda was killed by Rama. Then you have to know who's Vibhanda. You have to know the story to be reminded of it. So we can get the benefit in brief by going through the Nama Ramayana. But actually, it's good to go through the whole Ramayana. And then on occasions like this, we can do it in brief, just to remind us. Just like in Sanskrit, there is Valmiki Ramayana, which is considered the original. Although, like I say, there's Mula Ramayana. But we don't have that on this planet at this time. But there are also popular versions of Ramayana in the local languages. Kamba Ramayana, Kamban Ramayana is very well known here in Tamil Nadu. And then we have very well known in North India, Ramcharitmanas in Avadhi dialect. In Bengal is Krittivasi by Krittivas, Bengali Ramayana. But actually, at least when I was in Bengal, interacting with the people, speaking their language for years, I never heard anyone talk about it. In all of India, in all the places I've traveled and interacted with people, which is most of the places, there's less interest in Ram in Bengal than anywhere. They're very much, they're either into Radha Krishna, Gaur Nitai, or into Kali, Durga, and especially Kali. That's even Shiva worship you won't see much. There used to be, you can see old temples, which are mostly destroyed in East Bengal, thanks to you know who. The minority, who are the majority then, now, or they've just become old and abandoned. So there was more Shiva worship previously. And there's still, anyway, I'm getting off topic here, but we have Chandranath, place of Lord Shiva, is a big pilgrimage place. But they go there for, it's a Shakti Peet. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. But the point, in other languages also, there are the different versions of Ramayana, and they have their own Nama Ramayanas in the various local languages. And in Sanskrit, there's the Ek Shloki Ramayana, and they say it's as good as reading the whole Ramayana just in one verse. Ado Rama Tapovanadi Gamanam Hatva Mrigam Kanchanam Vaidehi Haranam Jatayu Maranam Sugriva Sambhashanam Vali Nigrahanam Samudra Taranam Lanka Puri Dahanam Paschat Ravana Kumbhakarna Hananametadhi Ramayanam Iti Ekashloki Ramayanam Sampurnam. Well, it gets some of the story. What do we have? Ado Rama, first of all, Rama went to the Tapovan. Sometimes the kings go out into the forest for hunting, for sport, for pleasure. So for a king to go to the forest is not necessarily a bad thing. They do that from time to time. And they may go to take blessings of the rishis in the jungle, which is close to their kingdom. But Ram went to the Tapovana, which will be far from any city. He went to do austerities. So they begin the story there, although there, of course, there's a lot more prior to that. Even in the condensed versions of Ramayana, you mostly find it starting with Dasharath having a sacrifice to have children. But there are things prior to that also. There's the story of Rishyashringa and so many other things. It's just like in Mahabharata, people think the story begins with the Pandavas. But there's so much prior to that. And even during the story of the Pandavas, there are so many other stories told in between also. So anyway, this says, Ado Rama Tapovan. First of all, Ram went to the forest. He killed a deer. Vaidehi Sita was kidnapped. Jatayu died. He conversed with Sugriva. Vali was killed. The ocean was crossed over. Lanka was burned. That's a bit out of order, but Lanka was destroyed. Then, after that, Ravana and Kumbhakarna were killed, and Sita was rescued. So it's in short. Less short is the Nama Ramayana, which we just sung. And I'll just go through that and give a brief explanation. But first of all, I'm going to take a 5-minute break. Do we have water for the incoming guests there? Okay, make an arrangement. We should have, especially during this season, we should have an arrangement. So I'm going to go for 5 minutes or a little more and see you all. In the meantime, we can put arrangement. And you can all stretch your legs, chant a round of japa, or do anything else, as long as it's Krishna conscious. Whatever you do, think of Krishna. Or Rama. Today we have to think of Rama. Krishna as Rama. All right, to continue? All right, so let's go briefly through discussion of the Nama Ramayana. If we go through it in detail, we'll end up with a whole Ramayana. And as I was saying, we don't have so much time for that. So first of all, establishing Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam. By the way, I'm not just going to read the translations, which I got from the internet, but some of the translations I see are not so perfect. So, Rama. Who is this Rama we're talking about? He's Shuddha. He's pure. He's not someone of this material world. He's Brahma. He's the absolute truth. Parat para. He is better than the best. Ravana thought himself the best. He was wrong. Rama is the top, higher than the highest. Kalatmaka Parameshvara Ram. Kalatmaka means as if composed of time. Time is, the word Kala is also used for death. So he's the Supreme Lord who comes as death for Ravana. And also Kala also gives the sense of what we call in English destiny. That's another nuanced meaning of the word Kala. So he is the ordainer of destiny, Vidhata. That's another word which gives the same idea. Parameshwara, he's the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Controller. Chesha Talpa Sukha Nidrita Rama. He was sleeping happily on the bed of Ananta Shesha. Then what happened? Brahma Dhyamara Pratita Rama. The demigods headed by Brahma said, time to wake up. There's another emergency. Time to time there's an emergency. We have to come and wake you up. Call you down. Pratita, actually not ordering him. He was requested by Brahma and all the demigods. The word used here is Amara, which means deathless, but they were afraid of that Ravana would kill them. So the word Amara is like a boasting term used by the demigods, who are not actually Amara. They're not deathless, but they like to think they are. So they go by that name. Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Rama. Chanda means, what do you think of when you think of Chand? Chand. The moon. But here the translation is given, Sri Ram who adorned the dynasty of the sun, Surya Vansha. So here the word Chand, it's like you know the name Chandi. Chandi, you know what it means? Durga. So, Chanda is not, we have Chandra, sometimes rendered as Chand in ordinary language. But Chanda means very terrible, very powerful, Chandi, demigoddess, Durga. and also very hot. So, in that sense, the sun, very hot. Chanda Kirana, Kiran means the ray. So he is the adornment of the family of the sun. And specifically, where did he come in that line? We'll find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 9th canto, the list of kings coming down from the sun god. And within that, there are so many kings whose names are given. But he is specifically, this Ram we're talking about is Srimad Dasharatha Nandana Rama. He is the, literally the giver of pleasure, usually used to understood to mean, who is the son of Dasharath, who's called Srimad. He himself is a respectable person. Okay, these girls should, it's not time for dancing now. They should be sitting. Or they can play outside, but they shouldn't be moving around. Otherwise, charming little girls, our attention will go to them. But now we're supposed to be hearing the talk. He's the son of Dasharath and also Kausalya Sukhavardhana Ram, who increased the happiness or brought great happiness to Kausalya. So he was born as the son of Kausalya and gave great happiness to her, no doubt. But then the nature of spiritual happiness is it simply goes on increasing. Then, making a big jump in time, Vishvamitra Priyadhana Rama. He was very dear to the sage Vishvamitra, like a very dear treasure. Now Rama's grown up, he's born and he's grown up and he's on his first trip away from home, outside the ambit of his family members, with Vishvamitra. And why did Vishvamitra take him? Why did he take Rama? Well, superficial, yes, for the sake of Gaura Tartaka Ghataka Rama, for the sake of killing the terrible Tartaka. Both Krishna and Rama, the first demon they killed was a woman. So, ladies, behave yourselves. It's all right, we're not going to kill you. We may be called misogynists, but we don't kill women. But actually, yeah, and then along with that, Marichadi Nipataka Rama. He caused the downfall of Marichi. Actually, he caused him to rise up, first of all, literally. He was already in the sky, and when he was hit by Ram's arrow, he went up into the sky more, and then fell down in the ocean, which is a long way from Ayodhya. He must have gone to the southwest, Kerala side. It's a long way. He didn't kill him. Why didn't he kill him? It's all part of the Leela. He's still some major work to do in the Leela. He would kill him later. But by that time it was too late to avert the disaster which Maricha had deliberately brought about at the behest of Ravana. So in this way he is Kaushika Makasam Rakshaka Rama. In this way he is the protector of the yajna, the sacrifice of Kaushik. Kaushik means, it's another name for Vishvamitra. His dynasty name. And then very famous Srimad Ahalyodharaka Rama. He delivered Srimad Ahalya. It means she's very respectable. When Ahalya appeared, what was it, out of the stone? Not in Valmiki Ramayana. She doesn't become a stone. That's in Ramcharitmanas and maybe other versions. But she's simply invisible, present in the ashram of Gautam, but unseen and not interacting with anyone. So then he delivered her, and then immediately Rama and Lakshman bowed down to her because she's completely purified and respectable. And still she's worshipped today as a respectable woman. Then Gautama Muni Sampujita Rama, and Gautam, the husband of Ahalya, was also very pleased. He got his wife back after a long time, and he's also, because he's a great Muni, he knows Ram should be worshipped by him, even though Rama naturally offered worship to Gautam, but Gautam respected Rama. And not only Gautam, but Suramuni Varagana Sangstuta Ram. All the best of the demigods and saintly persons, they all praise Rama. Navika Dhavita Mridupada Rama. His very soft lotus feet. Here you see, I changed the translation. On the internet it said gentle feet. Mridu can be translated as gentle, but here more appropriate is soft. His soft feet were washed by the boatman as he on his journey. Now he's on a journey to Mithila. So he had to cross the river. Mithila Pura Jana Mohakaram. He enchanted the people of Mithila. Now I asked, why did Vishwamitra take him? Why did he take Ram? There was the killing or the stopping the disturbances caused by Tataka and others. But there's an even bigger purpose to bring Rama to Mithila, where immediately he enchanted the minds of all the inhabitants. Young women, older women also, they're enchanted by him. But what can they do? He only married Sita. He didn't marry all the women. So what did they do? They couldn't marry him. They came back in Krishna Lila as gopis. There are so many gopis in Dandakaranya. There are so many rishis. They also wanted to become wives of Rama. He said, next time. He made so many yagya sitas, gold forms, for performing the yagya. Every time he performed 10,000 yagyas, but Sita wasn't there. But you have to have your wife there. She wasn't there because he had banished her to the forest, and then she went back to where she came from. She went into the earth. So every time he made a gold form of Sita for every yagya he performed. Then the yagya sita said, well, what happens to us next time? They all came as gopis. There's plenty. Krishna, he can take any number of gopis. Rama has only one wife. And Krishna can accept any number of gopis. So Mithila Purajana Mohakaram. Ram enchanted the mind of the people of Mithila. And specifically, Videha Manasa Ranjaka Rama. He very much pleased the mind of Janak. So many kings and princes came wanting to marry Sita. But Janak, even though they were great personalities, he wasn't pleased by the thought. My daughter, they're not good enough for her. But then when he saw Ram, this is the right one. Triambaka Karmoka Bhanjaka Rama. Like I'm saying, you might not understand the Sanskrit very well. Do you know, You studied Sanskrit. You know what karmukha means? Yeah. No. Okay, I'll tell you. Triambaka. If you're in Maharashtra, you'll know what Triambaka means. It's a name for Lord Shiva. Because in near to, actually very close to Nashik, there's Triambakeshwara, famous temple of Lord Shiva. So Triambaka means Shiva. And then you can imagine what Karmukha means. It means bow. But it's an unusual word. We don't usually see that word. We see Kodanda is one word. And then Banjaka, then we can work it out. He broke the bow of Lord Shiva. Triambaka, three. So what's he got, three? Three eyes. Sitapita Vara Malikaram. Sita offered the mala, the garland, Vara. Vara can mean very good, or Vara can mean husband. So in this way, it has two meanings. Very good garland, and it's the Swayamvara. Swayam, you choose yourself, Vara, your husband. Krita Vaivahika Kautuka Ram. Now, Kautuka can be understood in various ways. It's often understood to mean like this. Enjoying yourself in some curiosity, some curious way. But it also means a solemn ceremony. So he solemnly, you can say he solemnly observed the marriage ceremony. He went through the marriage ceremony. Bhargava Dapa Vinashaka Rama. So after the marriage ceremony, Rama came. It was Rama's marriage, and then after the marriage, Rama came. Does that make sense? He was leaving Mithila and then Rama came, Parashuram, Bhargava Ram. And then the pride of Parashuram, the pride of Ram was broken by Ram. One Ram, he said, okay, you be Ram now. I was Ram, now you be Ram. I'm going up to meditate. And he's still there, he's still meditating. Parashuram. He went into retirement. He had already partially retired, but then he fully retired. Srimad Ayodhya Palakaram. And then he's literally the maintainer of Ayodhya. Very nice. Okay, story finished. Everything nice. They all lived happily ever after. No, there's more to come. Then we move to the Ayodhya Kanda. Rama is there. Aganita Guna Gana Bhushita Ram. He is adorned with uncountable, uncounted and uncountable transcendental qualities. This is Rama. If you want to give your son a name, you can call him Aganita Guna Gana Bhushita Rama. It's quite a long name. It's a very nice name. Or you can just call him Rama. That includes everything. And all these names include Avani Tanaya Kamita Ram. Avani means anyone, the earth. Tanaya, the daughter. So now you got it. Sita. Avani Tanaya. Kamita Ram. So many princes and kings had come. Sita looked not interested. He has a big kingdom and he's so powerful. And he's, not interested. Ram came? Yes. Then, Raka Chandra Samanana Rama. We can say about Rama, his face is like the moon. But to make it more clear, Raka. Raka Chandra. If Raka is with Chandra, that means full moon. Raka is the wife of the full moon, specifically. So it said his face is like the full moon. Yeah. What can you do? We only have words. We can't describe fully. To say his face is like the full moon, it's a great compliment to the full moon, but it's almost like an insult to Rama. Because his face is Bahu Koti Chandra Jini Vadana Ujvala. About Lord Chaitanya, it's described his face is more effulgent than many, many millions of moons. Pitri Vakyashrita Kanana Ram, in pursuance of the order, accepting or taking shelter of the order of his father, he went to the forest. Priha Guha Vinivedita Padaram. Guha, who was very dear to him, offered himself fully at the lotus feet of Lord Rama. He submitted himself as a servant. And get some tissue. Takshalita Nija Mridu Padaram. And Guha washed the lotus feet, the very soft, again it said, soft lotus feet of Lord Rama. Bharadvaja Mukhananda Karam. From Guha's place, he went to Rama with Lakshman and Sita, went to the ashram of Bharadvaja Muni. And Bharadvaj, who's always bright and happy because he is Satyananda Chidatmani, he's always thinking of Lord Rama. But when Lord Rama came, his face shone with even more happiness. Chitrakutadri Niketana Rama. Then he went to live at Chitrakut, on the hill of Chitrakut. Chitrakut Adri. Kuta means hill and Adri means hill. On the word. Kuta means the peak, specifically. So he was very happy. Very happy, everything very nice. So again, very nice, settled down, very nice, peaceful. Story finished. Not quite. There's more to come. Dasharatha Santata Chintita Rama. But he was always thinking of Dasharath, his father. How my father is suffering in separation from me. He didn't know at this time that Dasharath had passed away, as Dasharath had himself predicted, immediately after the departure of Rama from Ayodhya. So Rama's thinking, I'm going to go back to see my father when the time is up. But then Kaikeyi Tanayatita Rama, the son of Kaikeyi, prayed. He brought the news of what had happened. Dasharatha has passed away. And he very much requested that you come back. Come back, come back. And he gave the news of his father's passing, of their father's passing away. Virachita Nija Pitri Karma Karama. Then Rama performed the last rites for his father. And then Bharat said, you got to come back. And Ram said, no. And Ram said, I have to fulfill the promise of my father. And Bharat said, well, I'll do it for you. Ram said, no, I have to do it myself. I have to follow dharma. And Bharat said, look, I'm your devotee. The highest dharma is to please your devotees. But still, Rama was intransigent. So, Vasishtha made a solution. Okay, Rama will rule, but Bharat will do so as a regent. And Bharatapita Nija Paduka Rama. You take the... Bharat took the wooden sandals, took them on his head all the way to Ayodhya, and ruled, not even staying in Ayodhya, staying outside, because he didn't want to enjoy the kingdom. Just outside. Worshipping the lotus feet. This is the actual king, and I'm standing in for him, worshipping his sandals. Dandaka Vanajana Pavana Rama. So that can mean who? The Lord who purified the inhabitants of Dandakaranya, also called Dandakavana. It could also be taken to mean Dandakavana. Jana, here Jana could be taken to mean Janasthana, where the Rakshasas, headed by Kara and Dushana and Trisura, were hanging out. So he purified the place. How did he purify it? By spreading blood. He was called, his first martial activity was stopping Tartaka and her cohorts from contaminating the sacrifice of Vishvamitra by throwing blood and impure things. So he had to, that was impure. But Rama purified Dhanastan by making it full of blood. He killed all the Rakshasas. And then the inhabitants of Dandakaranya, the rishis, were very happy with him. Then, leaving Chitrakut, moving on, Dushta Viradha Vinashana Rama. This rascal Viradha, who was one of the many Rakshasas they met along the way. Actually, he was a fallen Gandharva by a curse. And when Rama put his foot on him to hold his neck down in the course of the fight, then by the touch of Rama's foot, he was freed from the curse. Sharabanga Sutikshnarchita Rama. He was worshipped by the rishis Sharabanga and Sutikshna. Just going through it quickly now. There's supposed to be another talk. It's beginning in, according to my watch, 6 seconds, but it may be delayed somewhat. Agastya Anugraha Vardita Rama. So Agastya is giving his anugraha to the whole world, especially to South India. But that his good wishes and blessings gushed over like the ocean, which he, I'm adding my own ornamentation here, just like the ocean, which he had once swallowed by seeing Ram. Or the translation here, more prosaic, if you like, is giving here, Rama, who is full with the blessings of Agastya. Gridradhipa sang sevita Rama. The king of the vultures, Rama was served by him. He served him by giving his life. Sometimes we hear people say, I would give my life for you, but Jatayu actually did it. Panchavati tata sustita Rama. He resided on the... He very, very well situated, nicely situated on the bank of the river at Panchavati. The river there is known as Mandakini. Shurparnakharti Vidhayaka Rama. So Shurparnaka suffered great distress and Ram, he enjoined that on her. Yes, she should suffer. for her misdeeds. Karadushana Mukha Sudakarama. Literally, he destroyed the faces of Kara and Dushana. He removed them from the face of the world. Sita Priya Harinagaram. Sita Priya Harinanugarama. He went, Rama, who went after the deer, who was dear to Sita. She wanted the deer so much. Then Marichati. Marichati Kridashugarama. The Maricha, for his wrongdoings, as he himself knew before he followed Ravana's order to take the form of a golden deer. He was killed by Rama. Rama's arrow killed Maricha. Vinashta Sitan Veshakarama. Vinashta means destroyed. In Bengali, if a girl has union with a man before marriage, she's called Nashta, destroyed. So in that sense, she was Vinashta. She was taken off by another man. Rama went to search for Sita, who is lost to Rama. Gridradhipa Gatidayakaram, who gave liberation to the king of the vultures, Jatayu. Shabari Data Palashana Rama. He ate the fruit given by Shabari, the Rishika, the female ascetic. It's a well-known story. It's generally told as she would taste the fruit first of all and give it to him, although it's not there in Valmiki Ramayana. Kabanda Bahucha Cheda Karam. Kabanda was a nasty guy. Another Rakshasa. Kabanda means a barrel. Barrel shaped. He just had a big body, one big eye, no head, no legs, just one big eye and a big mouth. He was cursed to take such a form, and he had arms 8 miles long. So with his big eye, he'd look all around the jungle, and any living creature of any size, tigers, elephants, he'd just pick them up and throw them in his mouth. And that's what he did all day. He was just cleaning out the jungle from living beings. So Ram and Lakshman, they were walking through, and with one arm, he grabbed Ram, and the other he grabbed Lakshman. And then Ram thought, oh, now we're finished. And Lakshman said, hey, look, we just chop off his arms, he'll be finished. So they did. And then again he took a demigod form, because Ashtavakra, he was a Gandharva previously who had laughed at Ashtavakra. It's a dangerous thing to do. More than one person got cursed by him for laughing at his spastic form. Vikalanga, they call it in polite Hindi. He was he's deformed. So, and then Ashtavakra said, you can be freed from the curse when Rama and Lakshman cremate you. So he said, oh, you're Rama and Lakshman? Okay, cremate me. So Lakshman had to dig a big hole through Kabanda in and burned him, burned his live body. And then he was freed from that curse. Then, jumping forward again, Hanumata Saivita Nijapada Ram. His feet were served by Hanuman. Actually, the first thing that Hanuman did when he met Ram, first of all, they met and they discussed. Hanuman came in the form of a brahmana, and immediately Hanuman was attracted to Ram and Lakshman. Immediately Ram and Lakshman were attracted to Hanuman. Especially Hanuman and Lakshman made very good friends because they both had the same idea to serve Ram. And the first thing that first service Hanuman did, he relinquished the form of brahmana, took his original form as a monkey, and took Lakshman and Ram on his shoulders and went through the forest, because the forest was very tough and rough, and it was at that point impassable forest. So first thing Hanuman did was carry them on his shoulders. So the feet of Ram, immediately he served the feet by having Rama's feet on his body, and carried him through the forest to meet his king, Hanuman's king, Sugriva. Then, Nata Sugriva Abhishtada Ram. Then Sugriva, who was submissive to, subservient to Ram. They made friendship, but actually Sugriva accepted Rama as superior. Then he granted the wish of Sugriva. What did he do? Garvita Vali Samharaka Ram. He destroyed the proud Vali. And again, if you know Ramayana, you know what's going on. If you don't, you don't. So we can say that reciting Nama Ramayana is as good as reading the whole Ramayana, but unless you read the whole Ramayana or hear the whole Ramayana, then you won't understand what's going on. Anyway, from the Nama Ramayana, Vanara Duta Presha Karama. Rama sent a Vanara as a messenger, or sent them all out. Send them all out to look. Here it's instead of monkey as a messenger, but I think if we consider this more, means that all the, on the order or at the request of Rama, Sugriva sent his vanaras all over the universe to look for Sita. Hitakara Lakshmana Sanyuta Rama. And Rama was there with Lakshman, Lakshman was always thinking of the benefit of Rama, how he could serve him nicely. Then, Kapivara Santata Sangsmita Rama. Hanuman, the best of the monkeys, always thought of Rama, and in reciprocation, Tadgati Vigna Dvangsaka Rama. All the obstacles on Hanuman's path were removed by that remembrance of Rama. We know that when Hanuman was going to Lanka, jumping over the ocean, the various obstacles came up. The ocean wanted to stop him. Some Rakshasi wanted to stop him. He didn't stop to kill her. He just went, she opened up her mouth wide, and he just went, big Hanuman, and he got bigger and bigger. The mouth got bigger and bigger of the Rakshasi who came up from the ocean. Then Hanuman, zoom, made himself small, went right through the body of the Rakshasi, came out the other side, didn't bother to kill her because he's in a hurry, didn't want to waste time. So he was able to do so by the grace of Rama. Sita pran adharaka Rama. And then he met Sita whose life was being maintained by Rama, just by thinking of Rama. Dushta dashanana dushita Rama. So as soon as Hanuman came back, and understood that Ravana is keeping Sita in custody, then Rama, he made the... Then it was, okay, now we have to go and kill Ravana. So he was already dead. For all practical purposes, Ravana was already dead just by the wish of Rama. Shishta Hanumada Bhushita Rama. And the very well-behaved and proper Hanuman considered himself decorated by Rama. And especially he decorated Hanuman with his embrace. Sita Vedita Kakavana Rama. This Sita was attacked by the crow. And you may think, well, this is out of order, isn't it? That was way back. Now already we're moving toward Lanka, and back in the forest, Sita was attacked by the crow. So why is that being mentioned here? Because Sita told this to Hanuman. This is one of the proofs that Hanuman has actually met Sita. That Hanuman can tell the story that, oh, because Lakshman wasn't there, that the crow, who was actually a son of Indra, came to attack Sita. And then Rama fired an arrow at him, a Brahmastra arrow. And the crow went all over the universe trying to get shelter. But eventually came... He came. Arrow means he took up a blade of... He wasn't with his weapon. He had took a blade of grass, said the mantra, and sent it after the crow who was running away. And then eventually he came back and took shelter at Rama. No demigods, no one could save him. And then Rama said that, well, it's a Brahmastra. It has to do something. So just the one eye of the crow became destroyed. And this was told by Sita to Hanuman. Hanuman told it to Rama. And this was one of the evidences that Rama, that Sita had been found by Hanuman. Krita Churamani Darshana Rama. The other was that she gave the jewels which she kept on her tiara. She had that. She gave that to Hanuman and said, look, you show this to Ram. Then he'll know for sure. It's me. You have seen. Kapivara Vachanashvasita Rama. Then the best of the monkeys, Hanuman, Rama felt some relief. Ah, she's alive. We know where she is. Some comfort he got from the words of Hanuman. Ravana Nidhana Prastita Rama. Ram set out for destroying Rama, to make him Nidhana. Literally means divest of wealth, to destroy him. Vanara Sainya Samavrita Rama. He set out surrounded by an army of monkeys. Shoshita Sarid Ish Artita Rama. Rama requested the king of the ocean to make a way for them to cross. The ocean ignored, and then Rama was ready to dry up the whole ocean. You don't want to give us a path? Okay, I'll make a path. I'll just remove you. No more ocean. He was ready for that. Vibhishan Abhaya Dayaka Rama, who gave Abhayam Sarvada Tasmai, or Abhayam Sarva Bhutebhyo. He gave assurance of fearlessness to Vibhishana. I spoke on this last night. Parvata Setu Nibandha Karam. Parvat we generally take to mean a mountain, but who made a bridge with rocks, big rocks, like mountains, a bridge over the sea, literally over the sea. There were no foundations. They're jumping ahead. There's a lot of in between. Kumbhakarna, Shiraj Chedakaram, who cut off the head of Kumbhakarna with an arrow and shot it right at Kumbhakarna's request. Shot the head of Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna said, okay, you're going to kill me, right? So do me a favor. When you cut off my head with your arrow, make sure it goes in the sea. Because I don't want people to laugh at my face, which is all broken up. So Rama, with his expertise, cut off his head and sent it into the sea. Rakshasa Sangha Vimardaka Ram. He crushed the army of demons. Ahimahi Ravana Charana Ram. This story doesn't come in Valmiki Ramayana. He destroyed Mahiravana. Actually, it was Hanuman who did that, but by the agency of Hanuman, Mahiravana, who took Rama and Lakshman to Brazil. You know that? That's what Prabhupada said. Srila Prabhupada, he said, the Mahiravana, Ahimahiravana, took underground, right? So there's a tunnel going through to Brazil. There's so much gold in South America. The Aztecs and Mayans, they used to make human sacrifices with so much gold. Where did all the gold come from Lanka? There's a tunnel. And they discovered in South America some tunnel in the jungle. Where does it go? They can't find the end of it. It used to go up to Lanka. There's so many things. Whoops. Short Ramayana. Sanghrita Dashamukha Ravana Ram. Ravana had 10 heads. By the grace of Ram, he had no heads. He lost his head, first of all, by desiring Sita. Then he literally lost it at the hands of Rama. And Vidibhava Mukhasura Sangstuta Ram. Whew! Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ram. Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods. Whoa, great, wonderful. Shower some flowers. That deserves a few flowers. Throw some flowers. And even Kastita Dasharatha Vikshita Ram. Even Dasharath was looking down. Yeah, well done. Looking down from the sky. Well done, Ram. Good job. Killed Ravana. Sita Darshana Modita Ram. Again, Rama became happy by seeing Sita Abhishikta Vibhishana Nata Ram. Vibhishana was subservient to Ram, and Ram performed the Patabhishek, making him the king of Lanka. Then Pushpakayana Rohana Ram. Then Rama got up on the Pushpak, the aerial mansion, and went back to Ayodhya. Parvajadi Nishevana Rama. He stopped, did a courtesy call at the ashram of Bharadvaj, told him, it's okay, everything's nice. And the Bharadvaj and so many munis, they're very happy to serve again. He didn't get the opportunity previously to serve Rama in the way he wanted to because Rama was doing the forest austerities. When Bharat came to Bharadvaj's ashram, he entertained all the army very nicely by his mystic potency. But Bharat, no, I can't accept anything nice. So Bharadvaj had a strong desire to serve Ram very nicely, and Rama kindly stopped at his ashram on the way back and fulfilled that desire. Bharata Prana Priyakara Ram. And then Bharat, who was only staying alive for the sake of serving Rama. Otherwise, he was fully disgusted with his mother, with his self. He was just staying alive on the order of Lord Rama. And then, Rama brought him back to life by returning. Saketa Puri Bhushana Rama. And again, Rama became the adornment of Ayodhya. He's back. Sakala Sviya Samanata Rama. He treated everyone equally. He was a friend to all in Ayodhya. Ratnalasat Pita Stita Rama. Then he was seated on the throne, the jewel throne. Patabhishek Alankrita Rama. And then he was adorned. He was in the installation ceremony of the king. The king is adorned with jewels, but actually Rama himself adorned the ceremony. And Partiva Kula Samanita Rama, all the kings, they all were honored by Rama. They came to honor him and he honored them. Vibhishan Arpita Rangaka Rama. Then he gave the deity of Ranganath, who's now here, close by, fairly close by, in Sri Rangam, he gave to Vibhishana. And again, I told that story last night, how Vibhishana took Ranganatha Swami. And then Kishakula Anugraha Kararama. He showered his grace on the Sun Dynasty, Sakala Jiva Samrakshaka Ram. He's the guardian of all the living beings. Samasta Lok Adharaka Rama. He is the support of all the worlds. Agata Munigana Sangstuta Ram. Then all the various munis came, all the great sages came to see Ram in Ayodhya. And he was praised by them. And from them he heard Vishuddha Dashakantod Bhavarama, the story of the birth and the rise to power of Ravana with 10 faces, Sita Lingana Nirvrita Rama. He was very happy in the embrace of Sita. Niti Surakshita Janapada Rama, and he ruled his kingdom according to Dharma. Everything nice. Everything's nice. Everything. Ravana is dead. Rama and Sita are back. Everything's nice. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's not quite over yet. Vipina Tyajita Janaka Jaram. Then he had her abandoned in the forest. Poor Lakshman. What duties he had to do. He had to see Ram suffer in the forest. And two things. One thing, he had to make the fire for Sita to enter in Lanka. And then he had to drop her off in the forest. Karita Lavanasura Vadharama. He arranged through Shatrughna for the Lavanasura to be killed. Swargata Shambhuka Sangstuta Rama, one of the more controversial stories. He killed a Shudra. Rama killed a Shudra who was performing tapasya, because in the city of Ayodhya, infants were being born and dying. What's going on? Rama's pious. Someone, somewhere is doing something wrong. Severely wrong. It was a Shudra performing tapasya. So he killed him. His name was Shambhuka. By the killing him, he went to heaven, and then the Shambhuka praised him. Swatanya Kusha Lavanandita Rama. He made happy his own sons, Lava and Kusha. Ashvamedha Kratu Dikshita Rama. He was initiated into the sacrifice, Ashwamedha. Kala Vedita Surapada Rama. Then he was the personality of time, destiny, came to inform him, actually, you happen to be the Supreme Lord. You've done your work in this avatar. Time to go. Time to leave. It's all over. Ayodhya ka jana mukti da Ram. So Rama, when he left this world, he entered Sarayu River. All the inhabitants of Ayodhya followed him, including the animals, and they all got liberation. Vidimukha vibhudananda karama. And he, this way, by his activities, he made the faces of Brahma and all the other demigods bright. Tejamai nija rupa karam. Then he, his form shining with divine light. Sangsmriti bandha vimocha karam. He releases one from the bondage of material life. Even now, just by hearing about him, we can be released from material existence. Dharma sthapana tatpara ram. Ram is very eager to establish dharma within the world. Even now. So we shouldn't just ask Rama for moksha. We should ask to serve him by trying to establish dharma in the world. Bhakti parayana mukti da Ram. How do you get liberation? Because he likes those who worship him in love and devotion, bhakti. Then he gives liberation to his devotees. Sarvacharachara palaka Rama. He is the maintainer of all the living beings, moving and non-moving. Sarva bhavamaya varaka Rama. Those who worship him, he removes from them the disease of material existence, all the diseases. So then, Rama has gone back to his own abode, Vaikunthalaya sangstita Rama. Rama is again situated in Vaikuntha, Nityananda Padastita Rama. He is situated in his eternal position of eternal bliss. This is Rama. Rama, Rama, Jaya, Jaya, Raja, Ram. Rama, Rama, Jaya, Jaya, Sita, Ram. Jai Sri Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. I was supposed to finish at 9:30. I only went on an extra half an hour. So now there'll be a Tamil Upanyasam about Sri Rama. Are you going to give that talk? Is that scheduled? You don't know? Didn't work it out? It's not... No, who's going to give? You? Okay, come and give it. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama.